The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Dustin wrote on the Big Rock text line, man, I can't wait for that fool Chris from Simpsonville to call in and defend Schiff and blame Russia some more. Well, ask and ye shall receive, because Chris was lurking in the background. All right, Chris, quickly tell me how you defend Adam Schiff from sitting on MSNBC. Have you heard, you heard him, what he said last week, that he had not communicated with the whistleblower, right? You heard that.
Yeah, I heard parts of this story.
Let me refresh your memory. Here's what Adam Schiff said just last week on MSNBC.
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to, but I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence, just as to how he is to communicate with Congress.
All right, so that's what he said last week. We learned yesterday that the whistleblower had, in fact, contacted Adam Schiff well ahead of time, and they knew that the complaint was coming. So how do you defend that?
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
It's my understanding.
Mm-hmm. It's my understanding. When the whistleblower had concerns about what was going on in the White House, he wasn't sure exactly what he should do. He reached out to the Intelligence Committee people, not Schiff personally, but staff members on the committee, and said, this is what I'm worried about. And they told him, there's a procedure. You need to follow the procedure, and that is the whistleblower procedure. You need to file that and see what happens. And he had doubts about that because he was afraid, I think it will just, you know, be put in a shredder if I do that or something of that nature. And sure enough, when he put he filed his little whistleblower complaint, it went to the acting director of the National Intelligence. And here you have this piece of paper that says that there's something funny going on in the White House involving the president. And what does he do? He takes the thing to the White House and says, I'm not sure what to do about this complaint, Mr. President, because it's about you.
Well, it didn't
What should I do about that?
It didn't exactly happen. Now you're kind of exaggerating there a bit, Chris.
No, I'm not exaggerating. Last week when he was in front of the committee. Right,
Get back to my original question. How do you defend Adam Schiff from lying like he did last week? Because he lied.
I don't think he lied.
Of course he lied. He knew that this...
Why are you so concerned about his lies when, you're all the time?
Chris, you're trying to deflect. Back to Adam Schiff.
No, you're deflecting.
How do you defend Adam Schiff from lying? Forget everything else. How do you defend Adam Schiff from lying?
I just explained it to you. Why don't we talk about the extortion...
I know how you feel about Donald Trump. I know how you feel about everything else. Back to Adam Schiff. How do you defend him lying? You can't, can you? You can't defend him.
I'm not saying he's lying.
I don't believe
he's lying.
All right, so when he's told MSNBC that he had not, that and he even went on to say, I hope that we could have some conversations with him. I hope that we can have communication, knowing that this person, whether or not he had been in contact directly with Schiff or not, he knew then that his staff had been consulting, had been telling this person how to file a complaint. And
what is more important here?
Let me tell you one more thing. Let me tell you the next thing we're going to find out, Chris. We're going to find out that Adam Schiff we'll find that too, maybe. No, we're going to find out though, Chris, that his staff knew about this, knew that this was possibly coming when they changed the rules, of how this could be done, and the fact of having someone who had secondhand information. I guarantee you we'll learn that later too.
Joey, You're all just right. deflecting. The important issue here is the fact that Trump is abusing power.
Adam Schiff
lied. He abuses power and tried to extort.
I'm sorry to burst your little bubble, but Adam Schiff lied. I do appreciate you calling.
One other thing.
Quickly.
Tell Martina I said hello. Martina said hello.
She'll be with me a little bit later this morning talking about a horrible... the opioid addiction. You're in the healthcare business. You probably have seen it firsthand.
Sadly, yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Appreciate your call, Chris. I'm sorry you can't defend Schiff. You too. He can't defend him. He can't defend him. see, that's what Chris and his Democrat cronies do. They deflect.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.